shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Then I saved our entire bloodline because I locked in. This needs to be you. This needs to be the future you. It's now or never. If you don't solve today's problems, you will not earn the blessings of tomorrow's problems. Now, this is something that you're sitting here thinking, well, I don't want problems tomorrow. Let me explain to you as a man, problems never go away. Life is a never-ending series of tests and battles. It is a long, if you are lucky, 80-year war, and there is battle to win every single day. If you manage to reach a stage of prosperity in which there is peace and serenity surrounding you, the best thing you can do is prepare for the future battle, because you can be certain, as sure as you are that the sun will rise, that a battle will come. You think, if I just get this much money, my problems will be gone. If I just get my girlfriend to stop arguing with me, my problems will be gone. If I just fix this one issue, my problems will be gone. It doesn't work that way. Tomorrow's problems are guaranteed. But if you do not fix today's problems, you do not earn tomorrow's problem. Every day is a problem. I have the problem of a beautiful woman who complains about dumb shit. Now, I get to enjoy that problem. Lucky me, because I'm the man that she wants. If I didn't go through yesterday's problems of winning fights and getting rich and becoming important, I would not have the problems today of arguing with her. That is how life works as a man. There is no way out of it. So unless you solve today's problems, you do not get tomorrow's problems, because problems in and of themselves are a blessing. There is nothing worse than living in the eternal still, the ether of insignificance, where you have no problems. Nothing is really wrong. Nothing is really right. The bus always turns up. You always get to go to Starbucks. Your wages always turn up after you make the coffees. You go home. You don't have the problems, but you also do not have any innate chance. You don't have any tangible excitement in your life. Nothing is going to change. It is stagnation, which is destructive for the male soul. It's perhaps the most destructive thing. You need problems today so you're blessed with problems tomorrow, because you don't want that life. You want to not live in a zoo. There's a reason why animals die when they live in a zoo, because they have no problems. The food turns up, no predators, no enemies. They don't have to run away from the deforestation or the poachers. They just sit, lay around, wait to be fed, but they don't live as long as they do in the wild, because it is the problems that keep their soul alive. It is the problems, the fact they must hunt, the fact they must avoid their predators and enemies, the fact they have to avoid being poached. They have to change territory when the new alpha male moves in. They have to find somebody to mate with. They're not given somebody to mate with like they are in the zoo. They have to find something to mate with. That is what keeps the masculine spirit alive. That is what's so important. So you must change your attitude towards problems and see them as a blessing. But if you do not enjoy, if you do not get to enjoy today's problems and solve them, you're going to have no problems tomorrow. And I guarantee you, that life you dream of with no problems doesn't exist. Because if you ever do find that life, it is torturous. And a man, if you're a full-grown adult, should only ever ask for a fair shot. If I were to say to you, you can make $10 million if you dig a hole deeper than your competitor across the next 12 hours, you shouldn't be asking me for a special shovel. You shouldn't be asking me to cheat. You should say, is it going to be fair? If he doesn't cheat and I don't cheat, I can beat him by sheer will. Because in a fair competition, quite often it is sheer will. It's the capability and ability to endlessly try, which will be the deciding factor. All you need to do is believe in yourself, believe in your capabilities, believe in your dedication, and you will win. I am happy when I look at Fair Battlefield because I know I'm going to win more than I've ever won. You know, when I was poor, they used to say, if you're rich, you can avoid taxes. And I used to hear people say, that's not fair. The rich should pay their taxes. And I thought, that is a loser's mentality. You know what I thought? I thought, good. So I'll get rich and I won't have to pay the same taxes. I just set myself up to win. I was like, fine, if that's how it works, then I'll win the game. All we've ever wanted is a fair shot. If you're a man at home watching this, you've only ever wanted a fair shot, nothing more, nothing less. And that is what you're going to be given. You're not going to be given an instant victory. In fact, the game has just begun. Nothing has ended. It has just started. And it is your chance to prove you deserve the success and prosperity you've been dreaming of. As a man, all you should ever be asking for is a fair shot. You shouldn't be asking for anything else. You should sit and say, I believe in my competence to the point where all I need is a fair chance. It's a world of men. You give me a fair chance and I can do it. Give me a coin flip. I don't want anything more. I don't want anything less. The best the universe will ever give you is that fair chance. And if you're good enough as a man and if you're prepared for it, then you can win. It's not a guaranteed victory. It's not free money. It's not the end of anything. It's the beginning of a fair game for the first time in a long time. Instead of it being rigged against you, it is now fair. And as a man, that should be all you ever ask for. You don't want to cheat. You want a fair game. So we're now entering a period where it is finally fair again. And the problem with fair, because there is a problem, there's no light without dark, is that fair games are brutal meritocracies in which those who have prepared, those who work the hardest, those who are better than the others, are going to ruthlessly excel. What's happened is we have re-leveled the playing field. The game is once again fair, and it is there to be played and to be won. That is the situation we are in. Nothing has ended. Nothing has finished. It has only just begun. And I do not want to see complacency from all of you men at home who believe that somehow everything is finished and fine and the war is won. In fact, you should feel motivated and inspired to work harder now than ever before because the game is now fair. The game will feel easy for the motivated. It's going to feel easier than ever before for those of you at home who are genuinely prepared to get rich. So what I'm saying is the game is going to become easier. It is, because we're no longer playing a rigged game that's against us. We're now playing a fair game. But if you're not going to play, if you're not going to make moves, you're still going to be crushed. It is impossible for you to fail. You must simply take action and you will win. Winning is guaranteed. If I had to say that to you, 2025 would be the year in which I say it. This is the year where it is impossible to fail if you dedicate yourself because for once the game is no longer rigged against you. For the first time in most of your adulthoods, a lot of you are younger than me. You weren't alive in 2016. You weren't around. You weren't cognizant. You weren't earning money. Your brain wasn't working. This is the first chance ever from January where the game will not be rigged against you and you will see you've been playing on hard mode for so long that it's actually brutally easy. The problem is, and those of you who do not work will suffer worse than ever before. You do not deserve that which you do not appreciate. If you appreciate this level battlefield, this fair game in which you can make as much money as possible without being held back, without reins and constraints. It's easy mode. You know, when you're the best of the best, you have to perform on your worst day. If you're a sprinter or a professional fighter and you're due to have a race or a fight on the 15th of July, 2025, and the day rolls around and you have a cold, you're not allowed to lose because you have a cold. Because nobody cares. They're not going to say he lost because they have a cold. They're going to say he lost. You have to be better than your enemy on your worst day. And they may be having their best day. This is the reality of life as a man. Now, you do not deserve what you don't appreciate. You need to appreciate this level battlefield because the level battlefield is actually easy mode. You're never going to have an easier mode than a fair game as a full-grown man. Fair game's the best you can possibly hope for. The universe does not want to give you things. Nobody feels sorry for you. Nobody cares about you. The best you can hope for is a fair shot. And a fair shot to me is easy mode because I am the guy who's been out-competing his opponents with a cold. I've been the guy who's been winning on hard mode. Here I am. I win when I'm outgunned, outnumbered. I win when the game is rigged against me. I'm the kind of guy you drop off in the middle of Antarctica, naked in the snow, expecting him to freeze to death. And then you come home to your little girlfriend and find her in bed with me. That's how I am, who I am. Nobody knows how I got off Antarctica. I just did it. I'm a f-ing winner. So a level fair game, a fair battlefield, is easy mode. You're waiting for easy mode. You're waiting for the game to change so that you have the wins in your sails. That's not how it's ever going to be as a man. It's going to be the opposite. The best you can hope for is a calm sea with no wind, and you can row with your muscle, with physical power against the waves. The wind is no longer against you, but it's never going to turn and be in your sails. Easy mode is fair. That's the best you're ever going to hope for. So if I say you do not deserve that which you do not appreciate, if you do not appreciate...
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
A fair game, if you do not appreciate a fair shot, if you do not give your absolute best for these next few years, now that it's as fair as it's ever going to be, you don't appreciate the chance you've been given. And if you don't appreciate it, you don't deserve it. And you know what? It's kind of funny how the universe works, because if you don't try during these years due to a lack of appreciation, you don't deserve these good times. And if you don't level up as a man, increase your physical capabilities, increase your financial and mental fortitudes, if you do not appreciate this time, you do not deserve this time, and this time will be snatched from you due to your own failures. It's amazing how things work. That's why it's so important you understand. The best thing you can do for society, for your bloodline, for yourself, for humanity, is for you to appreciate this chance and do your absolute best. If you appreciate this chance, you will use it. A fair shot is the best you're ever going to get as a man. You hope for a calm sea so that you can use muscles, rowing power, and through sheer exhaustion, you can outcompete the waves of the ocean itself. If you do not appreciate this chance, you will waste it, meaning you do not deserve it, and it will be snatched from you because you will not have the masculine agency or capability to preserve the good times against the zombie horde. They are regrouping. Your enemy is preparing and rearming. They are reloading their weapons. If you do not appreciate what you have, you do not deserve it, and the universe will snatch it from you. You're never accidentally brilliant. If you ask a person in the gym, how'd you get so many muscles? His answer is never oops. How did you put rockets in space? Oh, I don't know. Oops. It's never an accident.
High intention, sincere effort, and intelligent execution.
You now have a fair playing field. It's extremely important that you use it. Once again, to repeat, the war is not won. The battlefield's now fair. The game's no longer rigged against you. You should be excited. This is why I'm telling you, the battle hasn't ended. The battle has actually just begun. All of the work that you need to do is now more achievable than ever before, but the battle has just begun. And I've been telling you guys, I've been telling you to prepare. I've been telling you you need to get money as soon as possible. I've been warning you because second chances like the one we're enjoying right now must be prepared for. Those of you which have been stacking money get to take advantage of this monumental bull run we're all going to enjoy. Those of you who have not been making money, who have not been dedicating yourselves, who have not been trying, are going to have to sit and endure from the sidelines watching crypto go to the fucking moon while your bags are empty because you did not try. You did not dedicate yourselves. You did not procure finance. And you deserve the sting of regret. You deserve the punishment for your incompetence and your lackluster behaviors. If you understand that a fair playing field is the best thing you're ever going to get, if you understand it is now or never, if you understand this is the best chance you've ever had in history, if you understand the battle is not over, in fact, it's only just beginning, if you understand how much work you need to do, if you understand the monumental opportunities which are ahead of you, you just have to be dedicated and put some time in for once in your life. If you understand the monumental opportunities are ahead of you, the winners are going to enjoy the best days of their lives, but the losers are going to be suffering eternally and feeling the bitter sting of regret at a level that they have not had for the last 4 years. If you understand all of these things, there is only one sensible action, and the action is for you to make moves. You must be implored to stop sitting still, to stop being passive, to stop being impotent, observing from the sidelines. When you see the Bitcoin price, you should be mad you don't have 100 of them. If you have 100 of them, you should be mad you don't have 200 of them. If you have 500 of them, you should be mad you don't have 1,000. It is the eternal struggle and endless insatiability of man that has built the modern world, and we are returning in which men must constantly try endlessly. As a man, you must earn your friends. The harder you work, the more important you become. The more important you are, the more important your friends will be. And important friends improve your life exponentially. They massively improve your life, important friends. The better you become as a man, the better and more important your friends become. And it becomes a whirlwind, an upward spiral towards the top. It is very easy to win once you start winning. It is like a fire. It is hard to start, but when it is raging and half of the house is engulfed, it doesn't matter if the other half of the house is filled with non-flammable materials. It doesn't matter if there's water everywhere and it's raining and the tap is running. It doesn't matter. Once the house is half on fire, it's all gonna burn. There is no way out of this brutal reality. The women that you're seeing, that you desire, that you want, the women that you're looking at every time you scroll and you get caught doom scrolling on Instagram, you can't be with them because you can't give them what they want in the value exchange, and what they want is money. We can have a conversation about whether this is fair. We can have a conversation about whether love is true. We can have a conversation about whether they are born with value and they manage to extract it from men without much effort. We can talk about all those things, but those are beside the point that this is the brutal reality.
Yeah, the rules of the game.
This is the rules of the game. That is exactly how it now currently works. I remember being younger, being able to say to a girl, I can't afford that. You can't say that to women nowadays. They won't understand you can't afford it. The value exchange has changed. They expect you to be rich. So if you want to be a full-grown man with a hot Barbie girlfriend, you need to get rich. This is the reality of the world now. We can have a long conversation about whether girls are gold diggers or not, but it's not going to change anything. You look at the chessboard, and perhaps the situation seems unfair, but it's still a chess game. The pawn only moves in a certain way, and you're the king trapped in the corner with no money while your enemy rooks and bishops pin you down. There is nothing you can do about it besides find the only move that allows you to win. This is the game we now live in, gentlemen. That's all it takes, is to know a few important people, but important people have something extremely limited, which is time. And unless you have value to give them, they're not going to talk to you. Life is a value exchange. You have to offer value to people for them to even talk to you. It's the same with everything. Your girlfriend gets value from you and you get value from her. That's why you're together. The second that ends, the second that stops, the relationship will end. It's the same with friendship. It's the same with networking. It's the same with business contacts. It's the same with everything. The best thing about becoming more important yourself is not only all of the trappings from your own successes, but it is the access to other important people. It is amplified via your network by knowing other important men. This is extremely important and it is under discussed. People say, I'd love to understand networking. Andrew, I'd love to just come talk to you for an hour. You could talk to me for an hour if you're Elon Musk. You can talk to me for an hour if you've achieved things. You cannot talk to me if you're a nobody. So by improving yourself, not only do you get the benefits and trappings of your self-improvement, you also get the benefits of getting the capability to speak to people who are perhaps above you or at least at the same level of you in this game of life. This is extremely important, and I want you to understand across these next 4 years with this fair battlefield, you're not just improving yourself for your community. You're not just improving yourself for your bloodline and for your family. You're improving yourself so you can also get access to other people who've improved themselves. It is an upward spiral to infinity. And once the house is half on fire, it's all gonna burn. I promise you, once you start winning, it is so easy to keep winning, it's almost impossible to lose. Let me give you a quick example. Very quick one, and I'm gonna make it applicable to what we discussed earlier. Once you start winning, it is so ridiculously easy to keep winning. This is why the rich get richer. This is why the poor get poorer. It is important that you manage to bridge the great schism in this fair playing field and get into the winning side, because now the playing field is fair. It's going to accelerate how quickly and how much you start to win. You can start to win on a Monday, and you can be one of life's winners by Sunday. It can happen that quickly. You can go from a nobody to a millionaire in 7 short days in the upcoming years if you're prepared to do the work. So let's talk about a mentality shift. How you do one thing is how you do everything. If you are efficient and you are hardworking in one thing, you're likely to be efficient and hardworking in all things. It's hard to find somebody who's very efficient and hardworking in area A and is a complete lazy slob idiot in area Y. That's not how it works. You have to get important. You have to focus on yourself. Self-improvement is the answer to all things. That is why it's important to get rich. That is why you must start training. This is extremely important. So I want you to understand. Now, let's talk about self-improvement. Because a lot of people say, well, that's all true, Andrew. Yes. Why do you talk about self-improvement? Well, that's pretty obvious. If you focus on yourself and making yourself the best version you can be, you become closer and closer to being a lion by the day. A lion is not afraid of being by itself. A lion is not afraid, a big gorilla, a bear, a shark, whatever you want to call it. He can wander around alone. It's down to you. We need more people like you now. You need millions of dollars. You need to garner respect when you walk in a room. You need big arms. You need a network. You need capability. You need influence. You do, which is why it's so important you understand this. Success is directly correlated with competence. Men are trying to become more competent than ever before. Women are getting prettier than ever before. I tell you, you never saw women this pretty 10 years ago. Something has changed in the air and they're more beautiful than they've ever been. Men are more rich than they've ever been. The winners are getting ahead. It's not time to get lazy. It's not time to celebrate. It's not time to get complacent. It's actually the opposite. It's time to knuckle down. The winners are going to win more than ever before. The losers are going to lose and they're going to be ruthlessly punished. It is time to win.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's simple math. Tim Horton's 2-3-4 menu fills your mornings without emptying your pockets. $2 gets you a hot coffee or a classic bagel. $3, try a sausage and cheese English muffin or 2 classic donuts. And for $4, enjoy an egg and cheese croissant or an iced cap. Do the math. It all adds up to delicious deals. Only at Tim's. The Tim's 2-3-4 menu is available until 2 p.m. at select Columbus, Ohio restaurants. Terms apply.